The theme I'm going to talk to you about now is that of religion as tool of imperialist conquest, or you may call it just the theme of religion itself. Religion is thought of, usually in our own society, by most people, as something that has an intensely personal aspect, and that's pretty much it. If it has a social aspect, people usually think of that as in conjunction with religious services, with friends and neighbors and others in their religious community, their church or synagogue. But for the most part, we're trained to think of religion as primarily a personal matter. In fact, our novels this semester and many other things as well should disabuse us of this illusion. There's really nothing more political than religion. And this comes out very clearly in novels having to do with the imperialist or colonialist experience. You'll see this in the first novel we're dealing with. Things fall apart very, very dramatically, but it's true throughout. The imperialists, as we remember from the discussion of some of the other themes, in order to effectively govern a large empire, had to select a new elite made up of people from the colony, made up of people from the population who was being controlled, dominated, exploited, and brutalized. And this elite had to be loyal to the imperialists. That is to say, they had to come up with a group of people from among the colonial population who would help the imperialists control the rest of the population and exploit them in return for some advantages. In the theme of schooling, education versus schooling, I talked about this as it impacted the educational system. The imperialists everywhere set up education for this purpose. But another very important aspect or approach the imperialists typically took was to convert some part of the domestic population, the colonial population, to the imperialist religion. And for the most part, that's some version of Christianity, which is the Western religion, pretty much. In the first place, when the imperialists came, this put traditional culture and values into a crisis. In any case, one that's very well mirrored and things fall apart. So the conditions were ripe to convert some substantial minority of people to a new religion, since the validity of old beliefs was being cast into doubt by the conquest of the society. Converts to Christianity were, by the act of conversion, abandoning their traditional cultures and values, many or most of them anyway. Therefore, the process of converting to Christianity alienates converts from their own culture, from their own traditional values and ideas, and therefore from the rest of their population. Now, this is important, because it's from among this group that the imperialists will select their local colonial elite, and to this group that the imperialists will look for loyal support against any attempt on the part of others in the colonial population to break away from imperialism. That is to say, it's typically from among the converts to Christianity that the imperialists found the bulk of their supporters to oppose those nationalists or patriots who fought against imperialist domination. Converts became culturally dependent on the Western imperialists, since Christianity's history and institutions are in the West. Very often we see it's missionaries who are depicted as individuals, sometimes heroic individuals, who go into new, unexplored territories and sort of play in part the role of missionaries, but also in part the role of discoverers, explorers, intrepid adventurers, bringers of civilization. They're almost always portrayed very positively in Western history. You think of the stories of the Jesuit missionaries who first came to British North America, to Canada, and later explored the American West, Pilgrim Fathers who had a missionary kind of zeal, or even Columbus, who lands, as depicted as landing in the New World, with a cross and a priest to convert the heathen. You think of David Livingstone in Africa, East Africa, exploring up to the sources of the Nile River and devoting his life to, in some vague way, to the people in that area. In fact, this is an extremely one-sided and basically an accurate view of missionary activity. Missionaries were the advance guard of imperialism. They softened up the population by confusing and dividing them so they were easier and therefore cheaper to conquer. This is one of the main focuses in Achebe's novel Things Fall Apart, and we will see it. This use of religion and this use of missionary activity, particularly in later novels. But not only missionary activity, but of course it's the function of religion after the missionaries are done with their pioneering effort and the churches are established. So to repeat, there's nothing more political than religion. This takes some getting used to, but it's important to understand. In fact, I don't think you can understand even the contemporary world, much less the history of the non-Western world, without understanding the political nature of religion. Maybe we're a little bit more used to this than we were 25 years ago or so, because in the last quarter century, religion, Christian fundamentalism, particularly in the United States, but also Jewish fundamentalism in Israel and parts of the United States, Islamic fundamentalism in the Middle East, have come to the fore as an important political force. But it's important to understand that this is fundamentally nothing new. So religion plays an important role as a tool of imperialist conquest. Thank you.